Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today, I present to you the 106th episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, with his special guest, Kate Smith, which originally aired on April 1st, 1941.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his guest star, Kate Smith.
March has marched away, folks. What's the date today, folks? As a rule, it's April Fool, and here's Bob Hope.
Thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, New Wavelength Hope, telling you radio listeners, you may have to change your dial, but if you use Pepsodent, you'll never have to change your smile. Or, this is Bob, April Fool's Day Hope, telling you that while we can't keep you from grabbing at pocketbooks on the sidewalk, if you use Pepsodent, your teeth will never be the victim of a bum yank. Well, I suppose by this time you're sick of April Fool, but here I am anyway. What an April Fool's Day. Have you tried to tune in a radio station today? All the numbers on the radio stations have been changed, and it's very confusing. On my radio, I pressed the first button and it opened a bridge in Omaha. I pressed the next button and the top of my car went up. I pressed both buttons, a little man came out and said, "Go away, we got a vacuum cleaner." And all the stations moved about 20 points to the left. That means H.V. Kaltenborn has to talk out of the corner of his mouth like this. I didn't realize how confused it all was till I tuned in one station and heard Cecil B. DeMille giving Edward G. Robinson a bath in Lux. It's the first time we the people couldn't find we the people. I wish I could find a joke there, too. But I found out the reason for those new dial changes. The Federal Communications Report says the antenna disturbance provoked by shortwave frequencies is interfering with inter-hemisphere reception, which is French for hope is lousing up the air again. And I didn't ask for any applause either. But I know my sponsor likes me anyway. He sent me a beautiful box of candy for April Fool's Day. I didn't know whether there was any pepper in the candy or not, so I tried one on my dog. It's the first time I ever heard a Pekingese give a Tarzan yell. And you know how kids tie a string to a $5 bill and when you reach for it, they pull it away? Well, I've been over at Paramount all day diving for my option. But they can't fool me. This afternoon, somebody told me to watch my step because there was an open manhole in front of me. I opened my mouth to say, "April Fool." I got as far as April as the water closed over my head. But I had plenty of fun. I dialed Kara Lombard's number and said, "Hello, honey, this is Clark." And a man's voice said, "No kidding, it's your end too." But we all went to an April Fool's party last night out at Skinny Ennis's ranch. It's a very lovely place. It's known as El Stencho Grande, which is Mexican for El Grande Stencho. But it was a nice party, and Skinny Ennis introduced me to a nice girl. It was sort of a blind date for me, and I wasn't disappointed at all. One of her heads was quite pretty. What a girl. They needed a new needle for the Victrola, so they took off her pivot tooth and held it on the record. Nice party. They gave out a prize for the most original costume. Some guy with a clean shirt won it. But what an April Fool's Day party. The champagne flowed like 7-Up. And Skinny served the cheapest martinis on record. He just hired W.C. Fields to breathe on the olives.
Bob.
Yeah, what is it, Bill?
Well, Bob, I have to do some Easter shopping, and I've got to buy a lot of clothes and things like that.
Yeah, Bill.
Well, Bob, I thought I'd like to talk to you about my salary. Last year's. Now, no kidding. I've got to buy my wife a new Easter hat.
Do you buy those new Easter hats? I thought they hatched them. Look at look at that hat on the woman over there. Look at that.
Uh-huh. Well, say, that looks just like the hat Mrs. Roosevelt was wearing.
No wonder she's got to keep traveling.
Well, she's probably in a hurry. As a matter of fact, a lot of folks are in a hurry these days. They've heard that there's only a couple of weeks more to take advantage of Pepsodent's big free gift offer. And they, like all smart people, don't want to miss it. At drug counters all over the country, here's what's happening.
I'd like a Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush, please.
Yes, ma'am. Here they are. Right here in this display tower. Would you like to choose your own favorite color handle? They're all sanitary, sealed in glass.
And how about the free 25-cent package of Pepsodent?
Oh, here it is. Free from Pepsodent to you. There's no charge for it, just the regular price of 50 cents for the toothbrush.
Thank you very much. I'll take a free package of tooth powder.
And there you have it. Every one of you is entitled to a free gift of Pepsodent toothpaste or Pepsodent tooth powder, whichever you prefer. All you do is go to your store, buy a Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush at the regular price, and your salesman will present you with a free gift of toothpaste or tooth powder, compliments of Pepsodent. But don't wait, please. Take advantage of it now. The offer will expire in a couple of weeks. Get your 50 Tough toothbrush and your free Pepsodent dentifrice while there's still time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a really delightful surprise for you. May I present one of radio's most beloved and outstanding personalities, the songbird of the South, Kate Smith, singing I Can't Remember to Forget. All right, Kate.
So I promise to erase every memory of your face. I can't remember to forget. It makes no difference how I bow. My heart's haunted by a ghost. I can't remember to forget. Am I too late? I've seen the light at last. I'll make up in the future for the past. So with my pride in full retreat, my heart's kneeling at your feet. Can't you remember to forget?
Though I promise to erase every memory
of you, miss,
I can't remember to forget. Makes no difference how I boast. My heart's haunted by a ghost. I can't remember to forget. Do, 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 do.
Am I too late? I've seen the light at last. I'll make up in the future for the past. So with my pride in full retreat, the heart kneeling at your feet, can't you remember to forget?
That was really wonderful, Kate. Really wonderful.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Kate, I want to welcome you to the Pepsodent Show. It's a thrill to have you here.
And it's a thrill to be here, Bob. Really, yours is one of my favorite radio shows. I tune your program in every single Tuesday night.
Is that a fact, Kate?
Honestly, Bob. It's become a real habit with me. In fact, I don't think I could sleep without it. Bob, while I'm here, I want to thank you for appearing on my show last Friday.
Well, you know, Kate, I really enjoyed working on your program with Dorothy Lamour and Una Merkel doing that bit from The Road to Zanzibar.
But, Bob, Bing Crosby was in that picture, too. How is it he didn't show up on the broadcast?
Well, one of his horses was dying, and he had to sit up with him. It was the first time he'd ever seen one of his horses finish.
While we were on the air, you actually kissed Dorothy Lamour. You know, you weren't supposed to kiss her. We have a sound effects man who takes care of that.
Yeah, how do you get into that union?
Well, Bob, the way you kiss, I wouldn't want you to know. Say, I noticed when you were on my show, Bob, that you were dressed in the usual fashion, but you were wearing a pair of rubbers. Why was that?
Well, whenever I get near that Dorothy Lamour, the water on my knee percolates. I really had the audience over at your place laughing, though, didn't I, Kate?
Yes, Bob, you sure did. You're the first guest I ever had that stood at the door as the people came in and gave them all shots of adrenaline.
Well, I had to do that, Kate. The ushers refused to run through the audience with feathers. But I enjoyed doing The Road to Zanzibar on your show. You know, it's a sequel to The Road to Singapore.
Road to Zanzibar. Road to Singapore. Why doesn't Fairmont just hang a red lantern on your nose?
They can't. W.C. Fields has it patented. Say, I have appeared in all the road pictures, though. I even took a test for that picture, Tobacco Road.
Did you get the part in it?
No.
Then why don't you change back to your regular clothes?
Like that. Wait and let my brother-in-law five a line there, but I'm a disregarded. But I'm doing all... I took such a big take, I lost my place. But I'm doing all right in those road pictures. I have enough money. I don't have to worry.
You don't, Bob?
No, I've got so much money, I can even talk back to a waiter at the Brown Derby. I suppose you've been around seeing places like the Brown Derby and the Pirate's Den during your visit here, Kate?
Yes, and there's something I'd like to ask you about California.
What is it?
Does it really rain out here?
Survivors! But Kate, I haven't introduced you to the members of our cast. Would you like to meet our band leader, Skinny Ennis?
Oh, I'd love to, Bob. What a lovely word, Skinny. Is that him over there, Bob? Goodness. Has he always been so thin, or just since you've been paying him?
Oh, he's always been small and thin. In fact, he was 4 years old before anyone knew he was born. To be perfectly frank, Kate, compared to him, you look a little big.
Bob, compared to him, there's no comparison. Gee, I wish my dog were here now. I'd love him to see Mr. Ennis.
You'd like to have your dog see Skinny Ennis?
Yeah, I want him to be satisfied with the bones he's getting now.
Well, I'll call him. Hey, Skinny.
Yeah, Bob.
Come over here. Kate, this is Skinny Ennis. Skin, this is Kate Smith.
Are you kidding? So this is Skinny Ennis.
Yeah, and if you all through examining me, how about putting me down?
I'm glad to know you, Skinny. I said I'm glad to know you, Skinny. Well, say something.
Comes the revolution, all the weight will be divided equal.
You know, Skin, Kate's from Dixie, too.
Oh, are you a Southerner, Skin? They call me the songbird of the South. What do they call you down South?
Yankee.
Yankee? But, Skinny, there are no more Yankees and Southerners. We're all together under the stars and stripes. Why, even Bob Hope belongs as much to the South as he does to the North.
Doggone it, North Carolina seceding again.
Gosh, you know, Kate, you know, I'd like to be big and husky like you.
Well, that's easy, Skin. Have you ever heard of grape nuts?
No. No, we don't hear much from the outside world on this program.
Well, what do you talk about?
Just Pepsodent.
Really?
Yeah, we talk Pepsodent, eat Pepsodent, sleep Pepsodent, nothing but Pepsodent, day and night.
Well, don't you ever go out with girls?
No, when we get in the mood, the sponsor sends over a couple of tubes that can rumba.
Say, Kate.
Yeah?
How do you get your voice to sound so powerful when you sing?
Well, Skin, it's really very simple. Before you start to sing, you just take four deep breaths. Now, go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, what's that?
One of my corpuscles writing a letter to Ripley. Kate, so long to you, and I want you to know it's been nice seeing you.
It's been nice hardly seeing you too, Skin. You know, Bob, Skinny isn't a bad singer.
Yeah, he's a pretty good singer, and you're a good singer, Kate, but when I sing, everyone in the United States hears me.
Everyone in the United States hears you?
Everyone in the nation. Listen. Ha ha!
I did it for national defense.
Thank you very much, Kate. And we can't let you go away without singing another song. Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Smith singing I Hear a Rhapsody. Please.
And when I I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then far through the starry skies I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, for won't you stay, my darling? Hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through the starlit night I hear a rhapsody. And when I hear you call so softly to me, I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through the starry sky I hear a rhapsody.
My days are so blue when you're away. Do, 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 do.
My heart longs for you,
so won't you stay,
my darling? Hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through the starry night I hear a rhapsody.
She really belts them out, doesn't she? You just heard a rhapsody there. Say, Bill,
yes,
what's
Bob?
That machine you and Skinny have been fussing with over there in the corner?
Oh, that? Well, I'll tell you. Skinny has invented a memory machine, Bob. You just press a button and the machine remembers stuff.
Hey, go ahead, Bob. Ask you something.
Okay, what's Hattie Lamar's telephone number?
That number is Adams 9563.
Hey, that's right.
Is it?
See if it remembers what she did when I asked her.
Yeah, you had to go open your big mouth.
Well, I didn't know.
Yes, sir. And Bob Goodwin was going to give it a real memory test. Hey, what were you going to ask it, Bill?
Well, Skin, I was going to ask it if it remembered how many tufts there are in ordinary toothbrushes. Now, the brush that most of you ladies and gentlemen are using probably has 17, 19, 23, or 25 tufts. Now, compare that with the new Pepsodent 50-tuft toothbrush.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the answer to a sensational overnight success. No other toothbrush contains 50 tufts of Fibrex, DuPont's marvelous synthetic fibers. No other toothbrush gives you double power cleansing, And no other toothbrush combines this high efficiency with gentle and springy fibers that whip into hard-to-reach areas, yet that are gentle on your gums. No, sir, ladies and gentlemen, never before have the number of tufts in your toothbrush been so important to beautiful, bright teeth. These new Pepsodent 50-tuft toothbrushes cost no more than ordinary brushes, just 50 cents. But what a whale of a lot more you get. Comfortable-feeling handles, a choice of many sparkling colors, and a sanitary sparkling glass package. Get your Pepsodent 50-tuft brush tomorrow.
It's just like walking on air. Feel like a bubble, no trouble, no care. Feel like a...
And now, Bob Hope offers his version of Walking on Air. Our scene opens with two of Hollywood's most lovable characters riding in their auto.
Hey, Brenda, what is it, Copina?
Nice to be out driving like this.
Yeah. You know, I think I got spring fever.
Spring fever? What's that?
You know, when you feel so lazy you don't want to do anything but neck with fellas all day. That means it's spring.
You mean for 40 years I've been living in the same season? Look! Look! We're passing a man. Brenda, don't you know it's not right to whistle at man?
Isn't it?
No. Just get up on the hood and drag him off the sidewalk.
Oh, he didn't pay no attention. We should have brought the harpoon. Say, Kobe, there's a gas station over there. I think we need some gas. Drive in.
But Brenda, we just got gas 5 minutes ago. We don't need any more.
Oh, look at them good-looking attendants.
Fill her up.
How do you do, miss? Can I do anything for you?
Are you kidding?
Oh, come on, let's go. Oh, look, there's Clark Gable. Won't you climb into my car, Mr. Gable? Here, sit next to me. You dear boy, it was sweet of you to send me those flowers this morning. What's that? Oh, certainly I'll tell my chauffeur. Up here, drive Mr. Gable and me through Lover's Lane. Oh, Clark. Stop. Oh, your mustache tickles my ear. Oh, Clark.
And they gave Ginger Rogers the Academy Award for acting.
Oh, look, Copina, look at that handsome man crossing the street. Well, let's get going. He's no good to us now.
Say, I meant to tell you, I went to the doctor's today about the water on my knee. Look how he fixed it. Watch what happens when I shake my knee.
Well, what do you know? Seven up. Copina, I just noticed your lipstick's awful red today.
Lipstick nothing. Every time we stop suddenly, I kiss the cigar lighter.
Kissing a cigar lighter? Why, you silly girl, that's the most idiotic thing I... Is it good?
Well, compared to the fellas I usually get, yes. Oh, gee, I'm afraid we'll never get any fellas.
Copina, don't be so pessimistic. Why, when them fellas see us driving in this swell car, two gorgeous dames with lovely complexions, beautiful features, luscious figures, very exotic looking...
Brenda, I told you to put that Ethel in the car.
Two fellas sitting on the bench. Let's sneak up on them.
All right. Don't forget, though. Take it easy. This is our last monkey ranch.
Come on, let's sneak up on them and hear what they're saying.
Say, William.
What is it, Robert?
Gee, it sure is romantic here in the park, isn't it? Say, is that girl still watching me?
No, you can stop walking on your hands now.
Oh, I guess it's no use. Why can't we get girls? What's wrong with us? You think it's true what they say about Sen Sen? Say, look at that girl over there.
Oh, Bob, that girl isn't so nice. Only an average fellow would even consider flirting with her. Only an average fellow would be willing to be seen with her. Only an average fellow would be willing to make love to her.
Meet John Doe.
Well, anyway, it's nice seeing you here in a park, Bob. Gosh, I'll bet the corner of Hollywood and Vine doesn't look the same without you.
I didn't like that remark, Bill. I don't want to get a reputation as being the only fellow in Hollywood who hangs around on corners on Hollywood Boulevard whistling at girls. Other actors do that, too.
Well, yeah, but you're the only guy in Hollywood who has a stand-in for the night shift.
Gee, look at that gorgeous blonde. Oh, what a beautiful blonde.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's starting to rain. Oh, boy, it's raining hard.
She don't look bad as a brunette either. Say, Bill, look, there's a cop over there behind those bushes. Why, it's Professor Colonna. Colonna, so you're now a cop.
Yes, officer of the law, servant of the people, upholder of human rights, and defender of womankind. Also bets taken for Bay Meadows.
Well, are you attending to your job, Professor?
Yes, Hope, tell me. Is it true that there's a guy in this park who holds up fellows and then takes their pants so they can't chase after him?
That's right, Colonna.
You see, ladies, I ain't just absent-minded.
Officer Colonna, get back in your beat.
Okay, now just a minute. I want to help this little girl over the puddle. Now, little girl, it's just a small puddle, so when I say three, jump over it. One, two, three. You'd be surprised how many kids we lose that way.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, look at that. Yeah. Look at that small, thin pigeon over there hunting around for crumbs.
Yeah, say, who's that fat pigeon behind him?
That's his agent. I don't know.
Oh, gee whiz, I wish some girls had come by.
Boy, what legs. What legs. What legs.
Oh, come on. Give me back my caterpillar.
Come on, honey. No one can see us here. Slip me a little kiss.
Why, Officer Colonna, have you got a girl back there?
Oh, no, no. I'm just playing with a sparrow. A little teeny sparrow. Kee-chee-kee-chee-koo.
Professor!
Big son of a gun, wasn't she?
Never mind. What are you doing now, Colonna?
Oh, I'm just picking a little dandelion. Long roots.
Say, Bob, look, here come a couple of girls in a car.
Gee, Bill, this is our chance. I'm going to be Darren. I'll whistle to them lightly. I wonder if they whistle back. This is the first time I ever picked up a factory whistle.
Why, the idea. We're not a factory whistle.
We're girls.
Come, come. This is no time for April Fool jokes. Where are you at? Say, gee, here comes a cop. Let's all hide in these bushes.
Yeah, let's hide.
Shh. Yes.
All right. Now I'll hide, and you see if you can find me.
Colonna, come here. Come over here.
Bell-bottom pants.
Bell-bottom head.
That did it. These two here are under arrest.
But, Professor, they're Brendan Covina.
I don't care what their names are. They can't run around this park without a license on their collars. Now, you're all under arrest. Everyone get in the car.
Oh, but, oh, Professor, now,
get in, get in.
Here we go. Great Scott, Professor, we're going 110 miles an hour.
Yes, and sideways, too.
Colonna, watch how you're driving. Can't you see that sign, no U-turn?
No U-turn. I haven't got a driver's license.
Colonna, watch out. We're headed right for the lake.
Don't worry. As soon as I get the car up to 120 miles an hour, we just skim over the lake. 110 miles, 115 miles, 120, and here we go, right over the lake.
Colonna, look out!
You'd be surprised how many cars we lose this way.
That's all, isn't it?
Kate Smith, who lived from 1907 to 1986, was affectionately known as the First Lady of Radio and as the Songbird of the South. Kate, a contralto who had an impressive vocal range of 2.5 octaves, was active in radio, television, and recording for 50 years. Her fame reached its peak during World War II when she sang Irving Berlin's God Bless America. And if you haven't heard her rendition of it, I encourage you to go out to YouTube, just search on Kate Smith, God Bless America, and you will be able to listen to it. It is quite impressive. Well, that's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another show with Bob Hope, and come back on Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your questions and comments to host at ClassicComedyOTR.com and check us out at our website, ClassicComedyOTR.com. So, until Friday, ponder the words of Albert Einstein, who said, "Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity." And I'm not sure about the universe.